So, you want to know what I do after a long day to unwind? Well, the first thing I do, as soon as I get in my room is usually to take off my pants and my bra and just kind of relish in the fact that I'm no longer wearing pants or a bra. I might lay in my bed and lay down for a minute. I might doze off or start reading and to doze off. I know I can never read for very long when I'm laying in my bed. But I'll get up, and maybe make myself a cup of tea. What I really like to do is I'll go into the bathroom and I'll start running a hot shower. So, I'll start the water running and I'll take off the rest of my clothes. And just before I get in the shower, I like to turn off all the lights. And when I get in the shower, it's pitch black in the bathroom, but the hot water feels so good against my skin. And I can just feel it running down my body. And I stand there and I feel the hot water. I'll run a finger over my nipples because I like the way that the water runs off of my body when my nipples are just a little bit hard. And I'll feel the water just running down my body, and I'll get my hair wet, and I'll wash it, and I'll soap myself up. And yes, I do like to play with my boobs when they're soapy in the shower. And I'll run the soap up from the bottom and kind of pull my hand away so that they bounce on my chest. And so I could spend an hour in a hot shower, and your eyes gradually start to get used to the darkness. And you can kind of start to see more and more. And once I can see the outline of my hand in front of my face, it's usually been a while. So I'll rinse off and I'll make sure that I've finished the shower things that I've washed myself and conditioned my hair, and I'll turn the water off. And when I pull back the shower curtain, the rest of the bathroom isn't as warm as the shower. So the cool air hits my skin, which is warm, and it sends a bit of a chill down my spine, but it feels good. And I'll step out of the tub. I'll bend over and gather my hair so that I can wrap it in a towel. And then I'll wrap myself in a towel. And I'll go back into my room. And I love sitting around in just a towel. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. If I'm just dicking around on the internet or watching Netflix or just I love to sit in my towel. So I usually do that. And once I feel dry without actually having to towel dry, I like to moisturize. So I'll take out my lotion and I'll hang my towel up, and I like to start at my ankles, and I'll put just a little bit of lotion on my hand, my left leg first, and I'll just kind of rub it in around my ankle and up my leg, around my calf, up to my knee, and I'll have to put a bit more lotion on to rub into my thigh, on the inside of my leg, above my knee, up closer towards the top of my thigh, on the back of my leg, right where my leg meets my ass. I know you love looking at that crease where my leg meets my ass. And then I'll do my right leg. Again, I'll start the bottom of my leg and rub the lotion in, up my leg. And I'll rub it on my arms just a little bit. Usually it's my legs that are really dry. I might run my hands over my boobs and feel them bounce again like I did in the shower. But I don't need to moisturize them. I'm just playing them. And then I don't like to sit around being just naked, so I like to put on a really, really pretty pair of underwear. Sometimes it depends which pair. Sometimes it's the black thong with the lace around the top. Just that little itty bitty piece that covers between my legs. Or sometimes it's the leopard print panties. I know you love to laugh at them with a little bit of black lace trim, and they cover my ass, but you can still see that little crease where my ass meets my leg, and you can still see a bit. So I put on a pair of panties, and I'll put on a shirt. Sometimes it's just a V-neck, a t-shirt. I like to pick the white one because it's sheer enough that you can see the outline of my nipples through it. But sometimes if it's a little bit colder, I'll pick the big flannel shirt. And every time you see me wear it, you always ask me if it's yours. And I always say no, that I took it from someone else or that I got it for myself. It's yours. And I'm not giving it back. I love that shirt. And I'll put it on. And I'll button like three of the buttons. Like the one that's like between my breasts, between like the middle of my stomach, and the one that's like over my belly button. And the shirt just looks ridiculous because it's practically a dress. But oh, it's so soft and warm. And I'll get into bed again. But this time with more of a purpose. This time I'll get comfortable in my bed, on my pillows, and I'll lay back and I'll start by putting my hands on my breasts and just gently circling my nipple, feeling it get harder under my fingers. And I'll pull at my nipple. Ow. But sometimes it's a little tender. Ow. And I'll do the same on the other side. I'll gently rub my tits and feeling them in my hand. As much of them as I can, at least. I can't really. They're so big. I can kind of hold most of one in one hand, but sometimes I use both. And I'll run my fingers kind of down my tummy and around my back. And I like the feeling of holding my ass in one hand and feeling how round it is. And then I'll lay on my back. Oh, and I'll put one foot up on the wall, and I'll put the other right on the edge of my bed. So I have my legs spread on my bed, and I'll rub one hand over my pussy, over the panties, and I can feel the warmth of myself, and I'll run a finger along the side of my pussy, and I'll bring my finger up to my lips. And I'll taste myself just a little bit, not a lot yet. And then I put my hand back, but this time this time I slide a finger in just enough to feel how wet I am. Oh, which by this point is very, very wet. And I'll run that finger up along the slit between my pussy lips, and I'll make a big circle around my clit. And then I'll taste myself again. And this time I can taste myself. And I'll get my finger wet and I'll put it back on my clit. And I'll start to rub it and softly under my finger. Do you like thinking about that? About me touching myself? Well, usually I'm thinking of you, of what you would do if you were here. What you would do with your tongue, about how you would run your tongue up my slit, or what you would do with the head of your cock, but how you might rub that across my slit. I like to think of your body against mine, about how your hips would feel as you push yourself towards me. About how your hands would be on either side of me, but your mouth, your mouth would be on my breasts. I know you can't resist taking my nipple into your mouth and sucking on it, nibbling at it, teasing it. I like the thought of you being hard while I tell this to you, of how you might touch yourself, thinking of how I touch myself, how you might stroke your cock slowly and with a loose grip, and then your hand will squeeze a little bit tighter. Oh, what I wouldn't give to be able to put that cock in my mouth right now. And suck on it. I just love feeling my clit under my finger. And rubbing it a little bit harder and faster. And just bit by bit, getting myself closer. And my toes curl. And I can feel it all through my body when I finally really make myself come. And I'll clean off my finger. And I'll just put a hand back on my breast. That's how I take care of myself after a long day.